Hey guys, what's up? It's me, it's Dez. Ow, my foot. I just hurt myself. Anyways, today we will be talking about the One Direction reunion rumors. I am going to be reading an article, and we will be listening to a video. Alright, let's get into it. Okay, let's start the article. Okay, this one is from Express Entertainment, I guess. I'm just going to read it. This is none of my work. It's by Callum Crumlish. Anyways, let's just... Okay, hold on. Bunch of ads here. Stuff like that. Okay. One Direction will reunite, but not as you know them. Fascinating. One Direction fans have been given a new glimmer of hope for the future of the band, but it comes with some sullen news that they might not enjoy. One Direction went on an indefinite hiatus back in 2016, an entire year after Zayn Malik left the band. Since then, fans of the band have been yearning for the group to reunite and continue taking over the world with their music. All of the former stars have gone to enjoy solo careers, making a reunion unlikely, but one chart-topping singer thinks it's inevitable. Ed Sheeran recently appeared on Capital Radio Show's quiz face hosted by Jimmy Hill. I really just said Capital One. Sorry. I mix up my words a lot. Okay. The star was asked a number of questions about himself, the music industry, and everything in between. During the chat, Ed was asked, when will One Direction come off hiatus? And his response was surprising. He replied, they will come off hiatus. That's not the entire thing, but okay. Okay, here it is. However, Ed was quick to stamp out every shred of hope he just created. Ed added, but it won't be the five of them, I think. I think it will be like a Take That situation. The Take That situation he's referring to is the infamous reunion of the boy band without Robbie Williams, Gary Barlow, Howard Donald, Jason Orange, and Mark Owen resurrected the band in 2005, almost 10 years apart, but Williams didn't join them. In One Direction's case, the Williams of the team may well be Malik. Unceremoniously left the band in 2015 while on a world tour. He told his fans, my life with One Direction has been more than I could ever imagine. But after 5 years, I feel like it is now the right time for me to leave the band. I like to apologize to the fans I've let down, but I have to do what feels right in my heart. I am leaving because I want to be a normal 22-year-old who's able to relax and have some private time out of the spotlight. Malik added that he has four friends for life in Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson, Niall Horan, and Liam Payne. The rest of the band announced, we're really sad to see Zayn go, but we totally respect his decision and send him all our love for the future. The past 5 years have been beyond amazing. We've gone through so much together, so we will always be friends. The four of us will now continue. We're looking forward to recording the new album and seeing all our friends on the stage of the next tour, which never happened. Since then, rumors have surrounded a reunion for One Direction. Louis Tomlinson even recently hinted that the gang will get back together in the near future. He commemorated the band's anniversary on Twitter, saying, "11 years since my first audition. I had no idea on that day just how much would have changed between then and now. Thank you to everyone who's been there for me along the way. We're only just getting started." And I gotta go to breakfast. I will be back in a little bit to listen to that video with you guys. And after this break. Okay, I am back. Okay, let's get started on the. Well, let's get finished with our podcast. Let's listen to the video. I gotta make sure my dog's still alive. He just looked like he wasn't moving. He's okay.
Renew the love for your skin with Dove. For instantly softer, smoother skin you can lovingly embrace.
There's been a lot of talk about a One Direction reunion over the past couple of years, and Ed Sheeran just revealed that he believes 1D will indeed make a comeback, but not quite as we know them. Let's get into it.
It's been over 6 years since One Direction made the heartbreaking announcement that they were going on an indefinite hiatus, and yet fans haven't lost hope that all five members will one day grace the stage together again. One of those fans being none other than Ed Sheeran, who, as you guys know, went on to write four songs for the popular boy band, which were Moments, Little Things, Over Again, and 18. And in a recent interview with Capital FM, Ed played a game of his face where he was actually asked about One Direction. During one of the rounds, Ed was presented with the question, "When will One Direction come off hiatus?" To which he didn't shy away from replying the following, "They will come off hiatus, but it won't be the five of them, I think. I think it will be like a Take That situation." In case you guys are wondering what he meant by that, well, Take That was a British boy band that rose to fame in the early 90s, and similar to One Direction, it was made up of five members, one of them being Robbie Williams. Robbie left the band in 1995, and the four remaining members completed their world tour and released a final single before splitting up in 1996. Does that story sound familiar at all? Those four members actually reunited in 2005 to release a new Greatest Hits album and go on a reunion tour around the UK, so could history repeat itself? Well, back in June, while appearing on the Jonathan Ross Show, Niall Horan admitted that the chances of getting all five original members on board with the idea of a reunion are slim, and that he himself wouldn't want to do it any other way.
Everyone having the same opinion is gonna be always hard.
Yeah.
And unless everyone was completely in, I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to have to half force someone into doing it.
Elsewhere in the show, Jonathan suggested that it may still be too soon for a reunion and that Zayn Malik probably wouldn't be particularly keen on the idea, to which Niall agreed but pointed out that they all just need to get in the same room and have the chat. Liam Payne and Louis Tomlinson seem to be more optimistic about it, though. During the reunion of yet another British-Irish boy band, The Wanted, in September of this year, when asked about his take on a 1D reunion, Liam seemed to be certain that it will definitely happen.
I spoke to Louis just the other day, and we were saying, so it's got to happen sooner than later. So that's my only update on that one.
Similarly, back in 2019, Harry Styles told Rolling Stone magazine that he'd be down to do a reunion, adding, "If there's a time when we all really want to do it, that's the only time for us to do it, because I don't think it should be about anything else than the fact that we're all like, hey, this was really fun. We should do this again." But as you guys know, all of the former bandmates have gone on to enjoy solo careers, thus making a reunion more challenging, especially with some of them even venturing into the world of acting. Well, all we can do now is just wait and see if all the stars will align to manifest this reunion into existence.
For now, go ahead and click right over here to find out about Lauren Jauregui speaking out about an abusive situation she and her former bandmates went through during their time in Fifth Harmony. Then hop to the comments and let me know if you think a One Direction reunion will really happen. As always...
That was from Music Feed. Sorry. Anyways, I gotta stop my dog from crying. Thank you for listening to this episode. I really do hope that One Direction will come off their hiatus, but for the sake of their mental health and everything that they had to go through before, I also hope they don't. I know they enjoy their solo careers, and I'm happy for them. So, goodbye, thank you, and see you next time. Well, technically, this is only the second part, so see you on the third part of episode 3.